It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Democratic leaders are hoping to have the budget wrapped up this week. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, lawmakers still have to act on more than a dozen so-called trailer bills before their budget work is complete.
Legislative Democrats and Governor Jerry Brown continue to haggle over the $92 billion spending plan lawmakers sent to the governor's desk last week. Budget-related trailer bills yet to pass include differences the two sides have over how to treat the state's welfare-to-work program, CalWORKs. But Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says he hopes to finish the budget bills this week.
We're very close. We're only a couple hundred million dollars apart. And when you consider past budgets and the gulf that existed in those negotiations long into July and August and September, this is different, and I think it is better.
Republicans say the budget isn't balanced and is full of gimmicks. Lawmakers had to pass the budget bill itself last week to avoid losing their pay and expense money. Brown has until June 27th to act on that spending plan. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Governor Brown has directed California regulators to update the state's flammability standards, which are now nearly 40 years old. Arlene Bloom of UC Berkeley heads up the Green Science Policy Institute. She's been pushing for a change in the standards for years. She says the retardants currently used in furniture, car seats, high chairs, and other products are harmful and impossible to avoid.
If you live in California, all of those products contain these chemicals, and you have no choice. Unless you buy very, very expensive organic products, the average consumer really has no choice.
Governor Brown says a growing body of evidence suggests that the flame retardants currently in use are harmful to human health and the environment, while the chemical into the flame